The idea that the government should provide for able-bodied people is not a biblical principle. Hi there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. I hope you're well today. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today our reading is Proverbs 13. I'll have some thoughts to share with you after the reading, and I'm calling today's episode, It's a Good Thing. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E204. Are you ready? Good. Let's get started.
Proverbs chapter 13. A wise son listens to the discipline of his father, but a mocker doesn't listen to correction. People eat well from the fruit of their words, but the treacherous have an appetite only for violence. People who watch their mouths guard their lives, but those who open their lips are ruined. The lazy have strong desires but receive nothing. The appetite of the diligent is satisfied. The righteous hate false words, but the wicked create disgust and scorn. Righteousness guards the innocent on the path, but wickedness misleads sinners. Some pretend to be rich but have nothing, while others pretend to be poor but have great riches. Wealth can ransom a person's life, but the poor don't even receive threats. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. The empty-headed cause conflict out of pride. Those who take advice are wise. Riches gotten quickly will dwindle, but those who acquire them gradually become wealthy. Hope delayed makes the heart sick. Longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Trouble will come on those who despise a word, but those who respect the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person away from death traps. Good insight brings favor, but the way of the faithless is their ruin. The prudent all act intelligently, but fools display their stupidity. Wicked messengers fall into trouble, but a reliable one brings healing. Poverty and shame come to those who don't care about instruction. Honor belongs to those who heed correction. A desire fulfilled is pleasant, but fools find deviating from evil disgusting. Walk with wise people and become wise. Befriend fools and get in trouble. Trouble pursues sinners, but good things reward the righteous. Good people leave their grandchildren an inheritance, but the wealth of sinners is stored up for the righteous. A poor person's land might produce much food, but it is unjustly swept away. Those who withhold the rod hate their children, but the one who loves them applies discipline. The righteous eat their fill, but the wicked have empty stomachs.
So one of the themes in chapter 13 is industriousness. Did you know there's a tremendous value in hard work and applying yourself to supporting yourself and your family? Sitting around wishing and hoping for wealth or even life's necessities usually reaps nothing but ruin. Yes, Jesus said that if the Father cares for the sparrows, He certainly cares more for us, and that if we seek Him, the necessities will be provided to us. But God gave most of us the ability to earn our way in one way or another, and for those who are unable to do so, because of real and extreme circumstances, God expects family and churches to step in. The idea that the government should provide for able-bodied people is not a biblical principle. This is something that's been a recent invention in human history, and one that rarely helps the individual or society itself. A person who can work should work. Government handouts create dependency, the exact opposite of industriousness. We were made to work, and even in heaven there will be work. Does that surprise you? Revelation 22:3 tells us that in the New Jerusalem, the throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. His servants? Yeah, that's you and me. But work in heaven will not be like work here. It will not be drudgery. It'll not be hard labor. and there won't be any petty rivalries or office politics. Our work will be to serve the Lord, and it will be satisfying and rewarding. God created us to work. In the Garden of Eden, even before Adam and Eve sinned, Genesis 2:15 tells us, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to work it and to take care of it. And Eve was to be Adam's helper. Thus, she too was designed for work. So that tells us that work itself is not part of the curse, but hard and painful toil is. Are we not made in the image of God? Did you ever think of God as being one who works? Well, Jesus, in answering the Pharisees as to why he did work on the Sabbath, said in John 5:17, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." So again, we are made to work because we are made in God's image. Work isn't something to be avoided. Work can be a noble and good part of life. Paul said in Colossians 3:23, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord." What do you think? How do you feel about work? Do you think we'll work in heaven? What kind of work do you think we'll be doing? Let me know at lifespringmedia.com/S12E204. Our reading tomorrow is Ezekiel 37 through 42.
Here's your cue to boost.
Beloved, if you haven't noticed, the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is here for you every day. Please help me to keep producing it for you. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support and donate what you feel is equal to the value you receive from the show. Pray about it and do as the Lord leads. lifespringmedia.com/support. On this date in church history, March 24, 1818, in a speech given in the House of Representatives, American statesman Henry Clay declared, "All religions united with government are more or less inimical to liberty. All separated from government are compatible with liberty." I had to look up the definition of inimical. I thought I knew, but I wanted to be sure. Inimical means the enemy of. All religions united with government are more or less the enemy of liberty. All separated from government are compatible with liberty. Henry Clay had some wisdom. And on March 24, 1940, the first televised religious program, an Easter service officiated by Samuel Cavert of the Federal Council of the Churches of Christ in America, was broadcast by W2XBS, an NBC affiliate station in New York City. New York City? Yep. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, how good it is to be yours, to know that we are quite literally a child of the King, heirs with Christ. How good it is to know that nothing can take us from your loving arms. You hold us in your strong right hand, and it's almost too much to comprehend, yet we do have that promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you and we praise you. We lift up your name. There is no one above you. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You created all that is, and even now, you hold everything together, and we belong to you. We will thank you forever and ever. Amen. Bless us today, Lord. Be with us. Protect us. Be our provider today, and for those who need healing, be our healer. For any who are hurting, either physically or emotionally, bring relief. For those who are alone, please, Lord, hold them close. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and fill that form out. Tell me whatever details you want me to know, and if you want to remain anonymous, you can let me know that there as well. I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. Are you signed up for the newsletter? Every week, Kirsty sends out the reading schedule for the upcoming week. You can look ahead, read ahead, and send questions to me about what we'll be reading. I'll try to answer them in my comments on the show. In addition to the reading schedule, there's always a little something extra in there that you don't hear or don't see. There's a hint for you on the show. You can sign up at news.lifespringmedia.com. Comment on today's show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E204. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And please help support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Being with you is always a high part of my day. Bye.